Good morning, Glenn. Terrible news to see that come through yesterday. A shocking fall, and unfortunately for Blake, he appears he's going to be on the sidelines for quite some time. Thanks for giving us an update this morning. Have you spoken to him recently?
He rang me late last night. He's from the hospital. I spoke to his brother Ryan, and Peter Rover was at the hospital with him yesterday, so I was sort of updated throughout the day, but it was good to speak to Blake. Actually, I was not far off going to bed with my son, but he rang me late last night, probably about 9 o'clock. He's in pretty good spirits considering what's happened. Disappointed, obviously, to be missing the spring and the Sydney Carnival beforehand, and you know, horses like Happy Clapper, which trialled well yesterday, and he had Outback Barbie on Saturday. So some nice rides for Sedgenhoe and Toby Edmonds, David Pfeiffer going to Melbourne on the 1st, where Happy Clapper kicks off. So a little bit disappointing, but he's in good spirits considering his injuries, you know, and he hasn't lost any feeling, which is the main thing.
Well, it's a shocking injury and accident, but it could have been so much worse. He's fractured both the C1 and C3 vertebra. He fell from Pacific Legend in trial 10, and I believe the horse crashed through the running rail as well. So have the doctors given him any indication as to actually, while he's got two fractures, how lucky he actually is?
Yeah, very lucky. They said if it was a little bit either way, it could have been obviously a lot worse. no nerve damage, which means he hasn't lost any feeling anywhere, but obviously he's got to have a neck brace on, and they're not letting him out of the hospital just yet. But obviously he'll be looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 months, so fair time on the sideline. And he's been working so hard on getting his weight right. He rode 54.5 last Saturday, first day back after a suspension, because he's been so dedicated leading into these big races. We thought if he could ride a bit lighter, it would create a lot more opportunities. Yeah, so it's just disappointing all around. But as you say, the best news is that there's no major concern, you know?
Absolutely. And I suppose that'll be a secondary issue for him once he gets himself back up and running, is that I'd imagine he can't really do much for at least the first 3 months with the neck brace on to try and control his weight as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can watch what he eats, but everyone knows when you're sitting around with not much to do, you know, the fridge is not far away, is it?
Yeah.
But I sort of said to him, mate, it might be an idea to try and see if he can get some sort of media sort of commitment over the carnival and that, where he's, you know, with his knowledge and that, it might give him something to do to help pass the time.
Well, he's worked on 7andracing.com before, so I'm sure once he comes down to Melbourne, he'll be in high demand, because he's a Melbourne Cup winner. Speaks very well, and he knows all the ins and the outs of the racing game. Glenn, appreciate an update. We'll hopefully have a chat with Blake when he's feeling a bit better.
One more thing. Yeah. I got you there. I think Blake would appreciate me saying that he's overwhelmed with all the well wishes and messages and social media messages. You know, he feels like he's got a lot of support out there, and he's grateful of that.
Well, he certainly does. And we'll try and have a chat to him in the next couple of days when he's feeling a bit better. But thanks for the update, Glenn.
Thank you.
Glenn Courtney, the manager of Blake Shin, who unfortunately 3 to 6 months on the sideline, reports that he's going to be in a neck brace for around about 3 months as well. So a shocking injury for the Melbourne Cup winning jockey, C1, C3, fracture of the vertebrae. But it could have been a lot worse. Blake Shin currently holed up in hospital. As I said, we'll try and have a chat to him in the next couple of days. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Racing Pulse.